playing. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I had borrowed MS2Ks originally, and within 2 weeks I managed to misplace it. So when I went to KJI to buy his replacement, I bought two, one for him and one for me. That was more than a half a decade ago, and I am happy I did that.
W2CH.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, Gordon, I've just mentioned I've got the MFJ, the newer one, HF, VHF, UHF, MFJ 266. It's a bit smaller, has a little less features. It also was a pretty good price, up there a bit, a few hundred or more. And it does almost tune down to 220 band. I can get it to about 228 before it drops.
Yeah, but I actually need it to work at, you know, in my case, 219 to 225.
Aside from that, I think the Comet one, I forgot the model, I think it's maybe more expensive with the cross needles. There is another one. I have no idea how good it is, but I just thought I'd mention my model to throw it out there as another one that I have as experience. I've had the one that you have, the one that covers VHF, UHF, which was very good. For some reason I sold it at some point, but it's a very good one too. This is, I think, the newest model, but it's a bit different, as I say, in some features than the other ones that are out there already, the 69 and 59.
Is it the 269 that was the more expensive of the two, between the 259 and the 269?
Yeah, I forget which. There's even one they call Professional now, which has some other more rugged or something like that, but I forget which is which. I think the UHF was added to the other one there, so probably that's the 269, and this one's 266, which when you turn it on, you press a button to have the backlight. There's a knob you turn. It looks almost like a knob with numbers on it, like on the safe.
Okay, very good. Well, I haven't seen the Comet. There are some others out there that will not only, you know, be decent that way, you know, like similar to the ones we're talking about, but also have the added feature of having an interface to your computer if you want to do the whole computerized thing. I really didn't want that. I want something that I could just beat the hell out of in the field and just have it run. So that was kind of my model. You know, Lord knows there's plenty of good reasons for having the ability to sweep stuff and things like that. You know, the kind of stuff Ed's doing on his bench, you know, more controllable would be kind of cool. Have the instrumentation to generate the signal and also take the readings all in one box. That is sweet. Anyway, anybody else?
KD2BDG, also listening.
Welcome to the KD2 crowd tonight. Wow, more. Good. Excellent. KD2BDG, did you want to make a comment?
Yeah, just first, my name's Joe, and I'm in Yorktown, Westchester. I was listening for a little bit, and I was listening to someone about, I didn't catch the whole conversation, but something about an antenna. Indoors. I'm actually using a Slim Jim J-pole with 450 ohm coax, and I'm indoors, and it's hanging from a little bar that's coming off my ceiling. And I'm not sure how far away this repeater is, but I'm pretty sure I'm coming in clear.
Yeah, you're almost full quieting. Very good, Joe. The repeater's in Alpine, up on the Palisades. So you're shooting straight down the river. Good for you. Excellent. Anyway, anybody else have any more comments about antenna analyzers?
KD280C with a comment.
Ed, go.
I'm Okay, I looked into the comet, and apparently there's something going on with their SO239 connector coming out of Japan. It's got an odd thread on it, and everybody's having a problem. It also has a Type N connector, so that one actually apparently seems to work. So there was a couple of things going on with that. I haven't actually seen it myself, but it may be just something to be wary of.
Yeah, either they cut the threads wrong, or they cut them fine and then plated it and made everything goofy. All right, there's somebody else in there who's trying to say something. You want to try it again? All right. Any other stations? You know what? We haven't asked today about anybody on the Echo Link. Any commentary or check-ins from the Echo Link?
Comment.
Comment, go.
K2BAR, AJ4WD. Yeah, the Echo Link connection dropped while you were off and Don was running the net. I do have one comment for Ed. When you go outside to do your measurements, take a measurement before the antenna goes into your lightning arrestor, then take a measurement after the lightning arrestor. Some of the lightning arrestors may have a little bit of interference or interaction there, and so it would be good to look at it on both sides of that lightning arrestor just to make sure that that's not causing you the grief. AJ4WD, back to net.
That sounds like a great idea. That's a good thing to check. Anytime you're doing, and this goes back to what Rick was doing with his antenna, you really have to step through this stuff, make one change at a time, add one element at a time, and measure as you do each thing.
I did something similar. Because I was having difficulties like this, what I actually did was I did two things. I ungrounded the lightning arrestor. And then what I did was I took the lightning arrestor completely out of the circuit and just put a female-to-female connector in line. And then came back down and took measurements. And I couldn't see really any appreciable difference.
There's another good thing. And you measured before and after?
Yeah, that's a copy. What I did was I actually stepped through the bands and I threw out a carrier, ran it up to 20 watts, and then checked the reflected power. I have a coaxial dynamics watt meter. And then I did the calculations from there. And I couldn't see any real difference. Especially on 20 meters, which is the one I'm having a problem with.
Okay. That's good to know. That's very good to know. Anybody else have some experience with this? Something. Didn't hear anything more than a noise burst. I keep hearing these noise bursts. It's like someone's trying to get in.
Yeah, I'm getting that over here too, but they're not kicking over the repeater. It just seems like they're either real close onto the frequency or it's skipping.
Okay, very good. Wow. Anyway, so I'm just trying to think where we go from here. Oh, my phone's ringing. My son's calling. Don, would you take it?
You go ahead. There's a W2JEK. Yeah, well, my thought on this is that I know that
when you start into these multi-band antennas, sometimes you may have to, as somebody suggested, play with the lengths a little bit to try and get it to work on all the, work good on all of the bands. And either that or you use a tuner. Now, I guess you could probably get away with 20 meters using a tuner. Anything less than 2 to 1 or even less than 3 to 1 isn't really that bad. But the problem is that especially on the higher bands like 10 meters, 15 meters, 12 meters, the loss, when the SWR goes up, you get a lot of loss in the, higher loss in the coax than we would say if you had a high SWR on, say, 40 meters. But trying to get everything, all these bands, you have to jockey the lengths around and whatnot, as was suggested. I think Jim suggested try a clip lead at one end or the other and see how that moves things around a little bit for you. That might be part of something that you could do. It wouldn't cost you much and just do it. And one thing you mentioned taking the readings at the take the readings as it would be in service. In other words, what your transmitter is seeing at the shack is what you're interested in. Granted, you might want to go break it down piece by piece. If you think you have a bad piece of coax or the lightning arrest is bad, but trying to think about what the transmitter is going to see when it's in the shack. It wants to see 50 ohms, but or let's say SWR 2 to 1 or less. Beyond that, you may want to use a tuner to make that transmitter happy. Otherwise, some of these SWR circuits in the transmitter will cut the power down. So, that's a thought. So, any comments on that? Back to that, W2JK.
I'm back. Yeah, KD280C.
Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this, Jim was explaining to me about SWR loss in the coax. Actually, it becomes worse. So I did look up that chart, and it really does become significant at some point. So what I really want to try and do is to tune the antenna with the shortest piece of coax possible to get it as low as possible. And, you know, I'm going to take the radio outside and do that. With the watt meter and see what happens with that. And maybe you could explain a little bit more about the clip leads. I'm not quite getting what you would actually do with the clip leads to tweak the antenna. Back to you.
S2JK. Well, if the antenna is a little shorter on one end or the other, adding a clip lead, let's say 6 inches on one end or the other, and see what direction it goes. Also, within a band, if you're reading what frequency in 20 meters are you having this 5 to 1 SWR, let's say you go to 14.001 down at the bottom end of the band, or 14.349 at the top of the band, and see where it's better. In other words, you might have a 4 to 1 at the bottom of the band, and or I would say 5 to 1 at the bottom of the band, and a 4 to 1 at the top of the band. You know that the antenna with the short, so you'd want to add a little length to it. And likewise, you might want to trim a little length if you find it which way it goes too. That's a thought too, is which way you, where you're, if you can tell that difference, tell that much difference on your SWR readings. Back to you, W2JK.
W2JK, KD280C. Oh, that's great. You know what, I didn't even think of that. And I'll be honest with you, what's actually happening is, at the low end of the band, I'm getting, if I tune it up to 20 watts out, I'll get 5 watts back. At the upper end of the band, I'll get 6 watts back.
Yes, it's not as good. It it's a better SWR. Actually, it sounds like the antenna is a little long. Of course, you've got to remember, too, how your height above ground, and all these dimensions are for some theoretical height, depending on their, each antenna with its own environment and everything. Also, how close you are to buildings and how close you are to the ground and everything else. The metal tool shed underneath it or something, you know, it's all these factors are in there too that they don't tell you much about in the books. Back to you.
Yeah, I was reading about it actually. I got the antenna book, I have the handbook, and I think one of the problems is where it's located. I have a garage. The garage has stucco on it. What they used to hold the stucco on is actually wire left, so it's like a big ground plane. So I think one of the things I'm going to have to really look at is to get it up above where that's at now. I guess it's about 20 feet off the ground, but it runs like right past the garage because that's where I have the coax coming out of. So I think I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to have to try and get it about maybe 35 feet in the air, and then try it again.
Yeah, well, pretty good too. We got it up 35 feet. You know, that's about half wave at 20 meters. So that would give you a better lower angle radiation than say 20 feet. So that would be a benefit for you.
That's a copy. This is all great information. I appreciate it. It doesn't interact in my brain yet, like the last week. But yeah, what do you think? I'm gonna try and I'll report back. Okay, back to that.
Comment. Go ahead.
This is K2ZO. Send me an email at k2zo@arrl.net, and I'll send you some files. K2ZO@arrl. That'll get me.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that, Jim.
Connected. W2TTT.
Go ahead.
All right, I don't know who we got here, but all right. I thought somebody else wanted to jump in. All right, I'm on the Echo Link now. I can check that. Any other questions or comments about this? And Jim, if you would copy me on what you send Ed, what we'll do is I'll forward it to anybody else who happens to come along who might be interested.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Anyway, who was the other station you just jumped in double with me?
WJEK or something for Jim.
Go ahead.
Jim, I'm going down the cellar as soon as the net closes, and I'm going to look at my taps and see if I might find one that's a quarter-inch NPT, or I think of those at quarter-inch 18. See if I have such a device. If I find something, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, very good, Don. And also, in a 1/8 inch NPT, I just found a gauge that I want to use on this thing, and that has a 1/8 inch NPT connector. So if you'd have those two, that's fine. We can drag them over to Tony's and go down there and work on it.
Okay, fine. If I find anything, I'll send you an email, all right?
Okay, it's K2ZO. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Anybody else on this topic before we beat this to death?
Okay, listen, this is fun. This is fun. We'll learn a lot. Alrighty. Let's see. Looking around here to see if we have any additional things here. Oh, my phone's ringing again. Boy, it's been a hot night here. Alright. Don, why don't you take it?
This is W2JDK. Anybody else with any questions or comments, or any late check-ins for that matter, please come now. Okay, nothing's hard. So it sounds like it's good net, and we got some antenna education in here, some things we can try to improve the antennas. One reason I asked about the signal generator and for the testing is that I remembered one of my magazines is by a QRP operator. He was talking about SWR, and he was saying, yeah, you can have a simple transmitter that doesn't have a good output. You could have a lot of output. Put this into a trap vertical, and it's all going to look good as an SWR because the antenna will accept a 40, 20 meter. But in reality, you've got spike, you've got second harmonics. So your power is being wasted, and your power should be more 80 meters, let's say. So that's why I made the question of the signal generator. Why transmitter would be used. So, at any rate, I'm going to see if Gordon comes back and let him close the net here. W2TTK, W2JK.
Me, I'm in back.
Turn it back to you.
W2TTT from W2JEK, over. W2TTT from W2JEK, over. Okay, this is W2JEK acting net control of the amateur radio control, VAR, K2VAR TechNet. And we thank Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Sending greetings to everybody, and hope to see you all next week at 9 p.m. on this frequency. This is W2JEK going clear at this time. Good night, all.
This is W2TTT listening.
W2TTT disconnected.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, India Hotel, India. Kilo Charlie 2, India Hotel, India. On the air looking for a contact with anyone else monitoring.
W2FTV mobile listening. W2FDB mobile listening. W2FDB mobile listening. W2FDB mobile listening.
available listening.
Thank you.